With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is warning his Russian counterpart of severe consequences if the bloodshed in Ukraine does not end. The warning comes ahead of tomorrow's Alaska meeting between Mr. Trump and Russian President Putin, and Mr. Trump has spoken with Ukraine's president.
We had a very good call. He was on the call. President Zelensky was on the call.
European leaders also attended the virtual meeting. The president said he hopes the Putin summit will lead to a second meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table.
Zelensky told European leaders that Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. Donald Trump later warned of very severe consequences if Russia doesn't end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he'll be asking Congress for more time, requesting an extension of federal supervision of Washington, D.C.'s police force beyond 30 days.
We're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Some demonstrators took to the streets of D.C. last evening, protesting the president's attempt to restore law and order in the capital city. Torrential rains unleashing devastating flooding in Chattanooga, Tennessee and vicinity. Four deaths have been reported. Two parents and their child were killed when a tree fell on their car. And a man who sprinted past a police barricade that blocked a flooded road died. Fierce storms battered parts of New York and New Jersey, Delaware and Pennsylvania last night. Flooding's been reported across the region. In Leander, Texas, multiple students injured when a school bus veered off a rural road and overturned. EMS officials say at least one person suffers life-threatening injuries. On Wall Street, Dow futures 19 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 18 points. This is SRN News. Marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Jews in France, the country with the largest Jewish population in Europe. An air traffic controller in Paris has been suspended for shouting "Free Palestine" to the pilots of an El Al jetliner that he was supposed to be leading in for a landing at Charles de Gaulle Airport. It's against the law to use air traffic control communications for unrelated purposes. This is SRN News. A big appliance manufacturer is shifting more production to the United States.
GE Appliances says it's investing more than $3 billion to expand U.S. operations. Part of that will involve shifting production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The company says it expects to add more than 1,000 jobs and modernize its U.S. plants over the next 5 years. The first phase will begin at plants in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Most of GE Appliances production is already in the United States, but the plan will transfer more work to domestic plants. I'm Ben Thomas.
An official says three sheriff's deputies injured in gunfire while executing warrants in Southern Virginia were shaken up but are okay. The suspected gunman is in custody. The deputies all appear to have been wounded by shrapnel. None was directly hit by gunfire. More details, SRNNews.com.